Well, that's the Beach Boys and Kokomo. We know what happens when that comes on. It signals the start of our Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, proud sponsor of Port Stephens FM. And good morning to you, Erin.
Morning, Colleen.
And what are we talking about today? Something fascinating?
Yeah, I thought today we'd talk about one of my favourite destinations. I know it's also one of your favourite destinations, Singapore, especially seeing as though our national carrier Qantas have decided to return to Singapore as a hub city for most of their UK and European flights. I thought we would talk about ways of getting to Singapore, the different areas within Singapore, and also some neighbouring areas to Singapore that may be of interest to some of our listeners.
That's a good topic, Erin, because there's so much to do over there. It's one of my all-time favourite destinations. Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about getting to Singapore from Australia.
Yes, Colleen. So as I mentioned, the news that Qantas have decided to return to Singapore as a stopover hub for a majority of their UK and Europe flight itineraries from the Australian East Coast, it really means a great deal to a tourism injection for Singapore and the surrounding areas. So from March earlier this year, Qantas began offering customers the choice of three hub options between Australia and the UK and Europe. So those three options were Dubai, Perth and Singapore. And, you know, I know that there are already plenty of airlines flying into Singapore from all over Australia. You've got Singapore Airlines, AirAsia, British Airways, Scoot, Jetstar, even Emirates and Etihad fly into Singapore. But with Qantas returning, many of us in regional Australian towns, we'll actually be able to fly from our regional airports via major Australian ports and then directly into Singapore. So it will really make the travel journey so much easier and streamlined for us.
That sounds a simpler idea to get to Singapore for regional travellers. And Erin, why do you think this return to Singapore has occurred for our national carrier?
Yeah, Colleen, you know, Singapore really is in such demand with Australian travellers. I think it was just a matter of time before Qantas did return transiting through there. Singapore itself, it's already a major hub for international and inter-Asia cruising, which is obviously a massive draw card for Australians. We love our cruising. And the city itself, it's so clean, easy to manoeuvre around, and most Singaporeans speak English, which really does put the Australian travellers at ease. And also, for us Australians visiting Singapore, the Australian dollar is very strong against the Singapore dollar at the moment, so you'll get more bang for your buck, which is always good.
Always a good idea.
More shopping. Mm. You know, and I think many Australian travellers like the idea of having a stopover en route to or from Europe and the UK, and Singapore is really the perfect destination for this. Even though the term stopover is slowly becoming known as the second holiday for most travellers, but many Australians, they opt to spend more time in a stopover destination, essentially giving themselves more than one holiday within their larger holiday.
Well, that's what I usually do when we go overseas. Yep. I think Singapore as a stopover there and back. There's always so much to do, and it takes the punch out of that long haul.
That's right.
So let's take a short break and thinking about leaving on an A380 jet plane for Singapore with Peter, Paul and Mary and Leaving on a Jet Plane.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Well, that puts you in the mood for travelling, doesn't it? It really does. So welcome back, Talking Travel, with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, proud sponsor of this station. And we're talking about Singapore as the new Qantas hub city. Now, Erin, tell me about the neighbouring areas you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, there's really so much more to Singapore than Singapore itself, Colleen. There are many neighbouring destinations that are available for Australian travellers to visit for their holiday within a holiday, aka the stopover. You've got Bintan Island, which is only a short ferry ride away from Singapore. Sentosa Island, which is a short drive or rail journey from Singapore. And even Kuala Lumpur. It's only a quick flight away. And these neighbouring destinations, they really open up more opportunities for travellers to explore more of what Asia has to offer. And I really think that Singapore is becoming not only a prime destination for travellers en route to Europe and the UK, but a prime holiday destination in its own right. As I was saying, it's a gateway of endless possibilities to visit and experience these neighbouring destinations. But what about yourself, Colleen? What are some of your favourite areas in Singapore?
Well, I really think Singapore is a great place, and we always stop there on the way over. Some of my best memories were of the sights and smells of Little India. That's
yes,
a fantastic
yeah.
place. Taking a trip on the Skyrail to Sentosa Island.
Yeah.
The zoo is amazing. You've always got to make sure you've got your sunscreen, your hat and plenty of water.
Yes.
And always enjoying their fantastic train service. It's a really a great stopover to yeah. or from Europe. And as you mentioned, it's very safe and clean with friendly Singaporean local people who speak English and are only too happy to help.
Very friendly, and yeah, that's right.
And what about you, Erin? What do you love around Singapore?
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. I love Singapore. It's such a great place to visit. I've visited a few times now, like yourself, on a stopover en route to Europe and the UK, and also a visit to Singapore itself as a holiday. I really love the Clarke Quay area. It's got some fantastic bars and restaurants located on the river there, with some that are really quite famous for their Singapore crab specialty, which is a must. Always have a Singapore sling and a Singapore crab. But yeah, I really like Chinatown, you know, the local food markets, and I really don't think a trip to Singapore is complete without a visit to Gardens by the Bay, which is just truly breathtaking.
They
it's
are.
Just beautiful.
Yes.
And I've actually also been over to Bintan Island from Singapore on the ferry ride that I mentioned, and I had a week over there. And it's a completely different style of holiday from Singapore. It's more of a, you know, it's an island resort style holiday. But, you know, it's truly an escape, and it's only so close to the hustle and bustle of Singapore at being at the same time. And I'll be venturing back over to Singapore later this year, where I'm planning on spending a little bit of time on Sentosa Island and exploring that area a little bit more, and maybe taking myself to Universal Studios while I'm over there.
Oh, look, there's so much to do over there. You could never be bored, no matter how many times you go back.
Yeah.
And it sounds wonderful. Lucky you going this year. So you'll have to tell us about it on your return, Erin.
I will, yes.
And thank you so much for today. I think you've once again provided us with some great information. And if any of our Port Stephens listeners would like any more information on today's travel segment, or would like to book a flight or trip to Singapore, or have any other travel-related questions, you can contact Erin. Have your pen and paper handy. 1300 655 427, or email the station on admin@psrfm.org.au, or you can, of course, find Erin on Travel Managers.
Yep.
Thank you for today, Erin, and what can we look forward to during our next Talking Travel segment?
Yes, thank you for today, Colleen. And our next Talking Travel segment will be talking about the very effervescent city of Miami in Florida in the USA, and that will be on Thursday, the 26th of July, at the same time, just after 10:30.
Sounds great. And we've been talking with Erin, and of your personal travel manager. And, of course, if you're planning a trip, contact Erin. She's the one to do it. It's 14 minutes to 11, and you're with Port Stephens FM 100.
Everyone deserves a personal travel manager. Port Stephens residents no longer have to go afield or online to book flights, an amazing holiday, or a relaxing cruise with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, in town. With over 11 years travel industry experience, Erin can help plan and tailor make your dream holiday to anywhere in the world. And she's right here in Anna Bay. Where would you like to go today? Call Erin on 1300 655 427, or go to travelmanagers.com.au/Erin Beckford to make your holiday dreams a reality. Sponsored.